The following podcast contains explicit language, which may not be suitable for all adults.
If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this podcast. You have been warned.
Welcome back, all you dummies out there. We're back with another randomness podcast this week.
What?
We're two? Trying to bang them out.
Two for the price of two?
Two? Hey, they're all free.
Buy one, buy one.
They're all free.
Are they?
I mean, so far.
We're not getting paid for this.
No one's paid us anything. Hey, feel free to pay.
Please.
For anything.
Minimum wage would be nice.
Yeah. Go out and buy a shirt. Merch is in the description, man. You can go buy that.
Chinese minimum wage would be nice.
Any wage would be nice at this point.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, we're leaving 2020 behind. We're going to try to move into 2021 with a ha-bang. A she-bang.
With a hubang?
A hubang.
With a he-bang.
Yeah, well, he-bang was
my favorite action figure when I was a kid. The he-bang action figure.
He-bang! That was, yeah.
They might as well have been.
They should have been. They were.
He was just in a Speedo.
Yeah, with a one of those things on.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was
just
called.
Just rocking nips.
His best friend was called Man of War, wasn't he? Like,
I think so.
Something like that. He rode a damn pussy.
He did, but it was sweet.
It's a big one.
It was a green one.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
So, yeah. So, we are rocking the episodes out this week, trying to fit all the stuff we've been thinking about this year.
Yes.
Because we don't want to think about it anymore.
No, we really got... We got to purge it. We got to get it out.
Get it out of there. So...
And we might have to murder somebody.
Yeah. And I don't know a lot of podcasts that are putting out more than one a week.
Mm-mm.
Not any good ones.
No,
you
no.
You got them... You know, all just audio ones that are just talking about, you know, how am I going to help myself? And they're not going to help you.
How are you? You need some help for help. Help.
They're like, who listens to that boring shit?
I don't know. This is your self-help right here.
That's right. You know what? Laughter is the best medicine.
Laugh until you cry. Cry until you laugh.
You know, watch it until you turn it off.
Please.
Sometimes that's therapy. Just get rid of the shit in your life.
Just get mad.
Get rid of that
delete.
Shit in your life.
I don't know if you can delete us, but...
I don't know. You might. So, yeah. Let's get this show started.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, yeah. Like, subscribe, send it to your friends, send it to your mama,
send it to your grandma. We're still trying to get to that 100. We're trying to get this plaque over here to change from 75 to 100.
Yeah, we want it. We want that off-white.
That one honey.
That off-white. So... We're going to jump into it right now.
All
right.
What
and
do you
I
got?
Have
what do you got?
Question!
he passed out.
Forgiven!
That's me.
All okay.
Right. Yes.
So.
As your older and wiser.
Human.
Yes.
Human being.
Partner.
Is it a human being? That's human, not part of the question. But.
Human being.
Yeah.
I think it's being.
It's being what?
A human. It's being human.
Shouldn't it just be being human instead of a human being?
Shouldn't it just be human?
Yeah, human, probably.
I mean, I guess it's like...
Yeah, it's not an animal being.
Yeah, or... animal being?
All right, whatever. So, yeah.
Is that where they got beanie babies from? They were animal beans?
They're being babies, you think?
I don't know if they were being babies or not, but I didn't know any of them.
Come on.
Shit.
Come All right. on.
Shit. All right, what do you got for me? I'm full of knowledge.
I know you are. You're just oozing
or
today.
Shit. Full of knowledge or shit. And I'm oozing either one of them.
You're definitely oozing.
I was oozing some shit earlier,
so,
but that's...
All right.
Should not have eaten McDonald's today.
No. Nobody should.
No.
So, I saw these gentlemen, younger gentlemen.
All right.
Running down the side of the road.
Okay. Like away from cops or just...
Just running. For the sport of it.
Oh, for fun?
Yeah.
All right.
And my question is, like, I get it. If you like to run, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, people do it.
Good. It's good for your health.
Right. Good for your, you know, your lungs and your legs and your glutes and your...
But why does a grown man... have to wear the shorty shorts
uh-huh.
when they're running, and they're it's always like they're shirtless and shorty pantsless, you know, like wearing the.
Were they in shape?
Oh, you look good.
Okay, well that's why. Well,
okay.
Yeah, I imagine I don't run, but I imagine if you did run.
Wait, you don't?
I don't run. Huh. Not, I mean, if somebody's, I can run.
Yeah.
If I'm being chased or if I'm chasing someone. Well, yeah. But I assume you get hot.
If you were running.
If you were running. Okay. And you need, and you don't want to like chafe. So you don't want to wear like stuff that's going to be rubbing your skin. So they wear like really short, flowy runner shorts.
Yeah. Okay. You know,
which gives them like movement,
mobility,
and air.
Mm-hmm. And airflow, definitely. Definitely. For sure. Because I don't think he was wearing any underpants.
Well, how many legs were you seeing? Was he running two-legged or?
He was like a three-legged gazelle. I don't know.
That's.
But why wouldn't you wear
sweatpants?
Jogging pants.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be too hot.
They're called jogging pants.
But wait, when did you see them? Today?
No, it's been a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay, because it was cold as shit today.
Yeah, today?
Yeah.
The only thing you're running is back inside the house.
But I've seen, I mean, runners are dedicated, man. They'll run in the cold. They'll run in the rain. Yeah. They'll run in the snow.
Yeah.
If it could be 100 degrees, then they do it, man. Mm.
That's what I don't understand. It's the runners that wear the shorty shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And the cyclists.
Right.
They wear like the tight.
Yeah, but that's aerodynamic.
Yeah. But if you're doing it just to be in shape and just to ride your bike,
right?
Why can't you just wear whatever the hell you want to wear? You're not cutting time off of your.
Well, it's kind of like their thing. It's just like if you were a golfer, if you're just a casual golfer, like me and you were to go golfing,
I would wear this. Yeah, I would wear jeans.
We're gonna
and a
be
t-shirt.
Flying around the course on the golf cart and
we're
cussing
mainly
and
just doing it to drive the golf cart and drink.
But if you're passionate about it, you get the dumbass clothes,
the glove,
the checkered pants, and the glove, and the weird ass hat, and you make like a cool thing. And like if you're a bowler, you got your own shoes and your own bowl. You own your own bowling ball.
It is called bowling.
You got your own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
I mean, you're smoking a bowl. You're gonna be bowling. So I think they just think, you know, in the cyclist, and it's all about being in that hobby. When you have a hobby, you know, you try to get fully immersed into it.
Yeah.
Now, this podcast could be considered our hobby,
but
we're doing it like we were going to go golfing because we haven't invested a lot of money into it.
Or thought.
No.
Or thought at all. Yeah. But yeah, I just always find that weird that. I mean, I get it. If you like to do something, that's cool.
Yeah.
But like...
Well, here's what I think.
I like to ride a bike. Riding a bike's cool.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna wear tights.
Well, here's what I think's weird about that. And...
The skinny wheels on the bike?
Well, just like... yeah. And I assume it's probably more in cities where they have like places to ride bikes and go through. But like, people will get up in the morning and put on all that stuff, take their bike down their elevator out of their apartment, go ride for 10 miles, then come back, have to change out of all that, take a shower, and then go to work.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't doing nothing before I go to work.
You know, like, it just seems like a lot of changing of clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to get, like, specific.
Maybe we need to come up with something that's like an anti-funk. You know, like I don't stink.
Right.
That lets you breathe.
Like breathable sweatpants.
Yeah, but look like jeans. Or look like slacks. You know, if you got a fancy job. You know?
Like jeans, but joggers, but pants, but... what do you call them?
The everything.
Junkers. Because your junk's like free. And it gets air, and you can maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not a clothes designer.
No, you're not. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I would assume that it's mainly for like movement and comfort.
I mean, if I was gonna like
But at that point, I've seen some where I'm like, why don't you just run naked? Because all you have on is like running shoes and
a thong.
Your younger brother's pants or like shorts.
Shorty pants. Yeah. Short pants. But if I was going to get into like swimming, I love swimming.
Right.
You know? If I was going to make that my hobby, I'm not going to wear a Speedo or goggles or anything weird. I'm just going to wear swimming trunks.
Okay, but
maybe swimming pants because I don't like to wear shorts that often.
Yeah. Okay, well, you train in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And you wear a gi.
Well, because you have to, kind of.
Well, I know, but...
Because there's other people making you do that, or they'll choke you. They'll choke you to death.
But, I mean, that's like, the thing you do, like...
Yeah, kind of.
You know.
But, like, you have to do that with other people, you know? Like, you can ride your bike by your damn self.
That's true.
Unless you can
get
run.
Unless we get that four-seater. Yeah. We get that four-seater.
That's true, dude.
It's coming. And yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, dude.
So.
That third cylinder's got asthma.
Third cylinder. It's wheezing.
Wheezing.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know a lot about running, but I think that's probably why.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so my next question is...
Oh, another one. All right.
Yeah, it's my second question for Kevin. So, you know, guys in a wheelchair, handicapped guys...
Oh, okay.
You know, they're in a wheelchair.
I thought you meant a guy was in a wheelchair. I thought it was
No.
Yeah,
no. Like, so, all
but
of
just
them.
People that are in
a wheelchair. Yeah, in general. They, you know... They want to feel independent and still can do things for themselves, right?
Yes.
They want to kind of live a normal life.
Right, as we all do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they have handicapped stalls when you go into the bathroom, right?
Yes. They're very roomy.
They're roomy,
I try to use them as much as possible.
Oh, yeah. You can stretch your legs and everything. Yeah. So then when the guy in the wheelchair comes in, he's like, who the fuck? How is this occupied?
Well...
How is this occupied? I need this. He's like, I really got to pee. Why don't they have handicap urinals? Go.
All right. I'm going to agree with you. They should have them.
Right?
But as to why they don't, I'm assuming it's like a
mess issue.
It's got to be.
It's a cleanup.
Yeah. However... I mean,
I've thought a little bit about this.
Have you ever seen a person in a wheelchair like get in their vehicle?
Yeah.
It'd be the same thing. They'd just have to lift up, get that little board.
Oh, they just need like a pommel horse.
Uh huh. Yeah. They get that board they slide over on, and then they just get on the
urinal. If they can just wheel in and there's
so it's a low urinal though.
Yeah, but they wheel in and there's handles like this, and they can just unzip, flip.
Well, here's the problem. All urinals are on the wall.
Yeah.
So they need to design them where they come out.
They come out a little bit.
And then the wheelchair, the center of it, can fold down. They can wheel... they can wheel right up to it.
Yeah.
Where their knees are passed.
Oh, man. And then you don't even have to pommel horse.
They don't. They just have to just flop it out.
They just got a Whipple horse. Whip a horse
they
out.
They got a Whipple horse out. I mean, you know.
But I was thinking real elaborate. They wheel up.
Yeah.
And it's on like a little platform. And then they go... And it like angles down.
Oh, like, yeah.
Towards the wall.
Do they have to one hand it on the wall to keep from tipping over? Or what? Well, I mean, just like so they don't slip out of the wheelchair and hit the floor.
Okay. All wheelchairs have.
Well, it seems like a lot. I like the idea of like straddling it by yourself.
That's pretty good. I like that one.
You know,
I'm not mad at the pommel horse.
I actually kind of wish.
Because you know their upper bodies are in shape.
Why? Okay. Well, I kind of wish now
that
urinals were made like that anyway for regular people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That were out from the wall.
Yeah.
But also had a seat.
It's just a toilet, dude.
No, you don't shit in it. You just... it's just for sit down peers.
So guys with little peers.
Or just, sometimes I'm tired when I'm walking through a store.
Yeah, you're in like a mall or something.
Oh, God.
Dude. You've been walking around. The escalator's broke. Yeah. Dang.
But sometimes you just want to just sit down and pee.
Yeah. It'd be kind of like the half of a teeter totter.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of sit and your legs are dangling.
We'll be like, okay, well, here's what. You're waiting for some fat guy to get on the other side.
You know, some fat dude to pee all over that seat.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I mean, that would be a weird thing.
Like, but at the house.
Oh, at your house? It'd be like sitting in one of them race car arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So maybe at the back of the urinal, there's like a scrolling.
Like thing. A game or something?
Yeah, so you have to like.
Oh, it's like Pitar here.
Yeah, you know? They need more bathroom videos.
It's like Guitar Hero, but you're like, choom, 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 and it plays like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Sweet, dude.
I mean, it's got to have something to do.
I like that. You know, that's pretty
through,
cool.
Maybe you go through the maze.
Or, like some type of Pac-Man situation.
Yeah. You play pole position or like.
Oh, I always do every time.
You got to position your pole when you go there to the urinal now.
Yeah, you go up and it's like different arcade games.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Like Centipede.
Oh, yeah. Donkey Dong.
I can't play that.
Well, it's different. You can only sit at the games you can play. So
you sit in the seats like way far back. You're like,
what? Oh, this is Donkey Dong. I can't play this.
What?
No.
Tag on it.
I got to play Lac-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So that's actually.
I mean, we're coming up with some good ideas.
Decent
actually.
Ideas. Yeah.
I'm going to add to, if we're done with that part of it, I had a dream about urinals.
Cool. You got some boring ass dreams.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean,
you had to be.
I don't know. I dreamed that I was standing in this bathroom by like a bunch of urinals, and I was talking to a girl that I used to work with like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Never
she peeing at the urinal.
Don't even. I don't. Never. I don't talk to her. I don't know. I mean, she just happened to be in this dream,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, all right, well, I gotta pee, and she's like, you know, me too.
She peed at the urinal, didn't she?
Well, I look over and there's a urinal sticking out from the wall a little farther. And I was like, cool. I'm going to use that one.
Can I try one of those?
So I turn and use that one. She's using it because it's a woman urinal.
They need to have those.
She just walks over top of it and she's just peeing in this wall urinal. And I was like, is this what bathrooms are going to be like
in the future?
Like with all these transgender bathroom story people think there's going to have to be.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't want to be in the stall. We want to stand up. We want to be like.
We want to stand up and pee like a man.
We want to stand up and pee straight down.
Yeah.
You know, or something. I don't know how it works. Seems like there would have to be like splash guards and.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh boy!
They walk up to like just a thing that just fits.
I think there's some sanitation issues probably with that. But
well, maybe there's like a peel off. Like,
don't think it'll help. Maybe some Purell. They'll put some hand sanitizer.
But
there.
they just. It looks like a. Looks like
not mad at the sound effects.
Looks like an airplane fueling midair.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, and it just goes into a tube, and then
yeah,
you know, I don't know. It could be a thing, but anyway, it was a weird. I mean, I just was like, oh no, and then I woke up. But
yeah, you would think though, they should have female urinals too.
Yeah,
because like, I mean, if you're in a skirt, if you're a chick in a skirt,
then no panties.
And you're a slut and not wearing any panties?
I mean, how easy would that be?
Oh, yeah. You just walk up and...
Yeah. You know. Then they have all the upside down hair dryer.
Hand dryers. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just... No wipey. Yeah. No wipe.
Little whistles for the girls with no panties. It's a little... Sounds like when you got like a tie down flapping out of the back of your truck.
How hard are these fans blowing?
Some of them new ones are
70 mile an hour.
Some of them crazy ones are.
Oh yeah, you stick your
hands in there. Yeah, it peels the skin back. I think
no water.
So
all right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, that was a...
Yeah, I was just trying to help the handicap out, you know? I know they want to feel more, you know?
Yeah. Now, I whenever I have to use that, like, I go into a bathroom and there's, like, one handicap, one regular.
Yeah.
And there's somebody in the regular.
Yeah.
And I got to go, what are the odds that a wheelchair man is going to come in here while I'm trying to get in here?
Yeah.
So then
Has that ever happened?
No.
It's never happened to me either.
No, but I think about it every time I go in there.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're like, man, I'm going to be a dick.
As soon as I get in there and start dropping my first load, sometimes there's more.
You got more than one load? You got to go back to the house?
Sometimes I go to the food court and come back. But, and then, I mean, as soon as I start, the person gets up out of the other one and is gone. Mm. So then I keep thinking, like, now if a guy comes in,
yeah, he's going to think, like, this stall was open.
He comes rolling in there. He's going to think I'm just taking advantage of the big stall.
Yeah.
You know?
Which, the big stall is nice.
So, I have to start making up excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I go, well, I'm trying to change my baby. There's a baby changing station in
here. Yeah, yeah. And you're right? Like, I'm a big pooper.
Well, yeah, I need more. My legs are stiff or something. I don't... But then I think, I don't have a baby with me, so I don't know how I'm going to talk my way out of coming out here without a baby.
Yeah, yeah. I always just come out and I look at
it. I got to say, I changed it into this hoodie I'm wearing.
I just look at him and say, I used to be like you.
then you just walk out confidently.
But with a little bit of a limp.
Yeah, well, you want to make a story believable. Stick, yeah. You want to drag your foot a little.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, so, yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So we call that it for this one, right?
Yeah. Would you want to work in some $100 ideas?
Let's do a hundy.
Let's do questions for Kevin and $100
idea. $100
idea,
you're welcome.
Yes. Last ones for 2020.
I was going to put one in here.
Damn.
And I forgot.
Just pull out nothing and read.
Make one up.
Nobody
will know any different.
No, I made them all up on the spot. Maybe you'll get yours. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, it's not his.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And it. This one comes with a slogan and everything.
Oh damn!
It is called Peen Sheen.
Yes.
Shellac for the shellong.
Hey, who needs to say anything else?
I mean, that's a jingle and everything.
Peen sheen.
Well, I mean...
Okay, so...
Is that something girls look for? Like a nice shiny whistle?
Well, I mean...
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Say you got a nice car, right?
Yeah.
If it was all dull looking and dirty, it's not as impressive. But you see that car?
Yeah, it looks like it's got some miles on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It looks like they ain't taking care of it like they should.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the girl's like, he seems a little.
Yeah.
It's like, that car is good. That's a good car.
Yeah, I mean, I bet it runs good.
It's a good car. I'd like to get in that car.
Yeah.
Or at least sit on it.
Sit on the hood of it.
But if it came out there and it was like, the light was hitting it just
wet
right.
Wet wheels.
Oh, it looked like it was moist.
Oh, it's still just kind of like, is that wet? And you touch it, but it's not.
Yeah. So
that's what peen sheen will
do. That's
what
peen sheen will get you. It'll turn that little Pinto into a monster truck. I don't know. It's going to add some.
It won't add size or girth or anything like that.
It's going to shine that thing
up. It'll slick it up, dude.
Oh yeah,
it'll be like a crocodile mile. You know what I mean,
maybe it has the same, like, if you see a girl and she's just like all dry down there, you're just like, ooh, that's probably smelly and
like she needs some chapstick.
But you
see
one that's like a ding, like looks like old
got a little glisten.
Yeah, it looks like old Double Mint commercial, like ding.
Oh, the end of a Double Mint commercial.
Oh damn.
Damn, dude.
But, yeah, you know, and plus it's fun to put on.
Well, that's the only reason you're getting it. I pictured it as like a...
Oh, like a spray.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you got both. Maybe you put the sheet, like the lotion on first, and then you top it with the spray.
Oh yeah, yeah, and you got there's like a like the underbody spray.
Oh yeah, you got to get an undercarriage.
You know, yeah.
You know, in case they're inspecting the whole thing.
Yeah, in case they're looking at it from underneath, because you're like, you don't want any rust spots or nothing under there.
You don't want to be like, this is on the outside, but you know for sure if the bottom's shiny.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want them thinking like that you're cheap and you just got the basic wash.
Yeah.
That you want the ultimate.
You want that ultimate wash.
Yeah, that gets the, you know, the color enhancer and all that stuff.
You want the dude that's been in there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, sitting in there playing on his phone.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, peen sheen, man.
Peen sheen, that's
shellac
pretty good. For your
shellong.
Man, that's good.
That one's an obvious.
Sells itself.
That's obvious.
Sells itself, man.
Who doesn't want a shiny dong?
I can't think of anybody, really.
Yeah, I mean.
But it's just like they're laying there soft, all shiny, like that.
Well, it gets shinier as it gets bigger. It's in the special formula.
Yeah, man. Randomness Labs.
That's right, man. We don't take shortcuts.
No, we don't. We should.
We don't have the budget for long cuts.
Yeah, we wasted a lot of money. But
yeah. So somebody pick up these ideas.
Yep. And send us a couple dollars from each one. It'd be nice.
It'd be sweet. We can work on them. We can work on some peen sheen.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just water.
Soap and water, yeah.
Soap and water. You just spray it with a mist.
Yeah. It's a little bit of olive oil in a spray bottle.
Yep. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Can you use oil for lube?
Will
it irritate a vagina?
All I know is I do. I irritate the hell out of them.
Yeah, that's without even having sex with them.
Nope. That's just talking to them.
I'm irritated from just being around.
Oh, shit.
I need some vagine sheen to like...
Oh, yeah, to make sure it's
ready. I need to splash a little bit of that on there, like some Old Spice, before I get in there.
Turn it from a Pinto to a Porsche. A Porsche.
Oh, damn.
Whatever.
All right.
Okay.
So, we doing another one?
We'll just do the one.
We'll just do the one?
Yeah, we'll just do the one.
All right. A one-offer.
That's a one-off.
I mean, peen sheen was a... That was a good one.
I mean, come on.
You can't hardly top that.
No, you can't.
So, all right. We're going to call that one another episode.
That's it.
Now, some people wouldn't, but we're going
to
call it one.
We're going to try to call
it
an episode.
We're going to call one. And be on the lookout for the next one. Maybe I'll put a link to it.
Somewhere.
It'll be in the...
You'll see it.
It'll be up here. It'll be down... No, right here.
Why
next video.
Why you put it right there, man?
Well, yours is like the subscribe. Mine's like the next video to watch.
Okay, that's equal. That's nice, even trade.
Yeah, we're side, you know, we're side partners. I don't know.
Don't tell our wife.
Don't tell them that. All right, dummies. Make sure you like, subscribe, share. Get us to 100, and we're out. Bye.
Later.